Musicals are devilishly hard to write, and they take years to reach the stage. Composer Tom Kitt knows this. He's experienced the highs and lows of it all. Kitt won several Tony Awards and a Pulitzer, but his first Broadway show only ran 10 performances. Now he's having a moment with two shows running in New York and a new album. NPR's Jeff London caught up with a busy songwriter and has this story.
I met Tom Kitt in a dressing room at Lincoln Center, where Flying Over Sunset is starting previews. It's about three historical figures who experimented with LSD in the 1950s. Kitt was pretty sanguine.
This is a great moment where things that I've been working on that I didn't know would see the light of day are getting these beautiful productions in places that I dreamed of working one day. But of course, that comes with a lot of fear and trepidation. An artist is filled with insecurity, and you want the work to thrive.
Flying over sunset, crossing Hollywood and Vine. Flying over sunset.
Before the pandemic, Flying Over Sunset and Kitt's other show, an adaptation of the 2007 indie film The Visitor, were supposed to open on back-to-back days. But when theater shut down, Kitt holed up in his apartment with his wife and three kids, feeling depressed and creatively blocked.
And my wife and I had a conversation, and she basically said, "This is a moment for artists. Artists have to speak out."
So Kitt worked on a song cycle about the pandemic and reached out to friends on Broadway to not only perform, but come up with song ideas.
I need to be touched. Need to be held.
One of them was Tony Award-winning actress Lauren Patton, who sent Kitt an email.
Just a kind of stream of consciousness dump of different thoughts that I was having and ways that I was feeling. And I don't know if it was a month or 2 months or something. There was just one day I got an email with a demo of him singing this song, and it was so beautiful.
I need to be touched.
When theaters made plans to reopen this fall, both of Kitt's shows went back into rehearsal. First up was The Visitor. It's the story of a burnt-out white college professor who befriends two undocumented immigrants in New York, a Senegalese jewelry designer and a Syrian drummer. The drummer gets picked up by ICE, and the professor tries desperately to get him released. The show's opening was delayed because cast members were concerned about the musical's focus on the white character. Oscar Eustace, artistic director of the Public Theater, which is producing the show, says they postponed the opening by a week to have long conversations.
Making sure that we understood those cultural differences in a way that actually felt authentic not only to us, but to the company as a whole. We had a company of mostly BIPOC actors who were being led by a white director, a white composer, and our wonderful African book writer, Kwame Kwayarma. But having two out of three of the leadership team be white is also a question.
Tom Kitt says it took 6 years for The Visitor to reach the stage.
It would be incredibly naive to go into it and think that the world that you are initially writing it for is going to be the world that you will be birthing it in. I learned a great deal.
But one of the lead actors dropped out, and when The Visitor opened earlier this month, many critics still felt the story seemed out of touch. Flying Over Sunset has had less backstage drama.
In your eyes, the incandescent of your passion draws me near.
Tom's very bright. He has a really big heart. He wears his emotions on his sleeves.
James Lapine has written the script and is directing this original, unconventional show, which looks at author Aldous Huxley, conservative diplomat and writer Claire Booth Luce, and movie star Cary Grant, all of whom tried LSD. Lapine says the show has its own set of rules.
People only sing when they're on LSD.
Kitt and his lyric writer Michael Corey didn't want the songs to have a stereotypical trippy vibe, but just reflect the emotions LSD brings to these highly accomplished, deeply troubled characters. The composer says when he returned to the show, one lyric stood out.
Aldous Huxley sings, "Thank you for the gift to re-explore everything in life I missed before." And it just hit me so hard.
Thank you for the gift to re-explore everything in life I missed before.
While these three projects all share the same DNA of composer Tom Kitt, the musical expression of each is wildly different. And, he says, regardless of the critical response,
I'm really proud of the places that these musicals have taken me as a writer.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
I have it all. I'm the man.